Thank you very much, honourable members. We are now back in session. We were earlier on dealing with the issue as tabled by National Treasury in terms of their submission, and there were questions that were raised, and I did indicate that the answers thereto will be presented after lunch. And without any further ado, let me allow Ms. Fanu to reflect.
Thank you, Chairperson. The discussion this morning was to actually highlight some of the legal issues that could potentially be a challenge for the actual implementation of the legislation, and some of those matters we will look at as part of the 2013 bill and make those proposals to both the Standing and Select Committee on Appropriations. But we do still sit with the 2012 issues and how we deal with that. The committee members raised some very serious issues or important issues with regard to the administrative process not infringing on the political processes, which is a due consideration and an important consideration. So the issue that we then need to deal with is how do we get past the potential legal issue. What we could potentially propose is that the committee notes the legal and administrative issues, but then recommends that the deadlines as stipulated in the conditional grant frameworks still be adhered to, because those were well published as because it's been known since the release of the budget. And then potentially the decision of the committee can then have the necessary backing that's needed for those type of recommendations. So, but what we will do is also for the next in financial year, look at the 2013 bill to see if there's any other legal issues that's cropping up the whole time, and actually then come with proposals on maybe some minor wording changes, so that we don't bog up the committee with unnecessary administrative issues. Thank you.
Mandy, I'm sorry, I was.
The proposal is that the committee notes the presentation made by National Treasury on some of the legal and administrative considerations. But given that the bill was published in February, the National Transferring Officers were informed of those deadlines, and the committee recommends that those deadlines still be adhered to. Then the decision of the committee will then have the waiting.
Okay. Members?
What does that mean?
Status quo remains.
Saying record is, what does that mean in practice?
I don't know if I get you right, Wendy. In essence, the status quo remains. Nothing changes. Whatever that is happening now remains as is. If I get it right.
It's the status quo, but with the potential legal issues that's been raised being addressed.
Yeah. So in other words, is that this resolution will actually now empower Treasury to zavalaza if there are challenges. Okay. It's getting our approval through the back door, Chair. Thanks. Agreed.
Okay, thank you, Honourable Bear. You got it.
I will second the proposal, but with the understanding that the legal issues were clarified in advance. There's no hiccups. There's no trouble coming. Okay, then I'll second that proposal. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, honorable members. We're done on that one. We'll now move to the last item, which is the provincial mandates. I don't know, Honorable Bloom, you indicated at the closure that there was something you want to raise. Are you fine?
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay, you still have got an opportunity in the next meeting, of course.
Thank you.
Honorable members, we will now deal with the provincial, noting all that we have been doing, we'll now deal with the provincial mandates. In light of the fact that we decided to include this item on today's meeting, and I did indicate the two apologies from Honorable Munsisi and Memela, who were to join us tomorrow, we have, from my side, communicated to both Honorable Munsisi and Honorable Memela that we will be dealing with the mandates today. And in an event that their provinces have submitted, such will be tabled and there would not be a need for them to travel here tomorrow. So I just wanted to share that with honorable members. Let's start with Limpopo. Baba? Oh, I usually don't follow alphabet. But if we are to follow alphabet, let's take... Eastern Cape then.
Thank you. No, it's also because the way they are arranged, they are not alphabetical, but Eastern Cape is on top.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. At least occupy that 2 minute space. Chair, the Eastern Cape... is in favor of the bill. It's in favor of the adoption of the bill, Chair. The issue they are raising is only one, that of the equitable share formula, which has been discussed extensively in these meetings.
Yes.
So I don't want to go back to that because it's a work in progress, and you had people talking about the new census report that's going to come out very soon, and so on, which has an impact on equitable share. I don't want to talk about that. It's the Eastern Cape adopts the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Free State.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson. The Free State, the Portfolio Committee on Public Accounts, Finance, Office of the Premier and Legislature, as designated by the Free State Legislature, votes in favor of the bill, signed by Mr. Van Rooyen as the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Public Accounts, Finance, Office of the Premier and Legislature, Free State Legislature. Thank you very much. We support it, Chair.
Thank you very much, Free State. I will now present Gauteng mandate. The Gauteng Provincial Legislature supports the principle and the detail of the bill and therefore votes in favor of the Division of Revenue Bill signed by Mr. Hope Mankwana Papo, Chairperson, Finance Portfolio Committee, Gauteng Provincial Legislature. Limpopo. No, KZN, I'm sorry. May I request the KZN neighbor, Honorable Mazosiwe, to read the KZN mandate?
The KwaZulu-Natal mandate, Chair, vote of the legislature. The Portfolio Committee on Finance met today, Tuesday, the 13th of March, 2012, and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the National Council of Provinces to support the Division of Revenue Bill. It's signed by Belinda Scott, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. Thank you very much, Chair. Yeah, but her name is Belinda. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. KZN supports. Let's take Limpopo.
Chair, Limpopo mandates the permanent delegates to negotiate in favor of the bill. And the negotiating mandate signed by Honorable K.A. Pala, the Speaker of the Legislature. Thanks.
Limpopo, Northern Cape.
Chairperson, the negotiating mandate in front of us, the vote of the legislature, the Portfolio Committee on Finance, Economic Development and Tourism votes in favor of the bill signed by the Honorable K.T. Malusi, chairperson of this committee, but I want to refer the committee to point four, the committee's concerns, because it must be noted. The reduction on the baselines of the conditional grants and the second bullet, inadequate expenditure patterns of provincial departments. But overall, the legislature province supports the bill.
Northwest, thank you, Northern Cape. Northern Cape supports. And Northwest, no submission yet, there are some delays. And then we'll pass and go to Western Cape.
Chairperson, Western Cape, supportable. A date of deliberation was the 11th of April, and it was signed by Ms. Honorable E. von Brandes, Chairperson, Standing Committee on Finance, Economic Development and Tourism.
Western Cape support?
Yeah, support.
Honorable Bloom?
That's exactly my question that I wanted to ask, because this is a blank paper, only typed by somebody here in the corridors of Parliament, and put the name of von Brandes there. How will we know that this is the correct version? All these other submissions is having their emblem and whatever there. Thank you very much. Maybe the member will explain.
I don't know if Honorable Becker would want to say something, but the information I have is that this was sent by via an email. I take note that there is no, it is not on an official letterhead of the legislature. But there's no dispute that it's been signed by Mr. von Brandes, who's the chair of that committee.
Brandes is a chairperson.
Yes.
I know it, and I believe that the secretary received it by email or on what way did he receive it, and I believe that that's enough proof that it's coming from them, not coming out of the corridors, as my dear friend Bloom suggested.
Another mother here?
No, Chair, perhaps what can happen is to, for the secretary of this committee to go back to Mr. von Brandes,
yes.
And really alert to him about this problem, and he should therefore be able to furnish the correct version of the mandate. In fact, with the letterhead. Because remember, there would be more technicalities when it get to the final mandate.
Okay.
And they should really make sure that we eliminate this little minor problem.
Thank you. Agreed, honorable members. Yes. And Mpumalanga,
Okay, you would want to say something on the Mashiach?
No, Chair, not necessarily saying anything. I don't have the latest, except to know that the meeting started at 9 today.
This morning, yes.
And I tried to indicate to them that luckily, if the meeting finishes before 1, then we'll be awaiting that specific document to be. But it looks like, I'm sure, they have challenges of finishing the meeting, and it will come at some time.
Okay. No, yes, thanks, Honorable Mashile. Same situation as Northwest, because both provinces, I know, they had their meetings this morning, and they had indicated that they will submit by this time. The majority of provinces have submitted and support the bill as negotiating mandates. So next week, honorable members will be dealing with the final mandates. Honorable Marshall.
Yeah, I'm actually just simply raising something in relation to Limpopo. Because the Limpopo mandate, I may not be aware of others, but the Limpopo mandate has been signed by the Speaker. And the law that has been passed on negotiating mandate, I thought that it actually appropriates this work to the chairperson of the committee. And the Speaker is responsible to authorize the final mandate. The mandate to actually vote, the voting mandate in the House. I'm not sure whether my version is correct, but I think if I remember the document, that's what it said. Unless if the mandate of the chair of the committee for negotiating is a delegated function of the Speaker, then it will be something different. Thanks.
Thanks. As far as I'm aware, Honorable Mashile, you are right. The latter part of your submission, it is a delegated power. But with regard to the final mandate, it's strictly the Speaker who will have to sign, not the chairperson. But the negotiating mandate, he can delegate that authority to the chair, or if he wants, he can sign. Sometimes they delegate to the deputy speakers and stuff. But then the final one, unfortunately, there's no delegation there. Honorable Bloom.
The chairperson have also signed on the last page.
On the report, yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the report, yeah. So it is. But Ntate Mashile is 100% correct, because then in Mpumalanga you can't trust anybody there.
I take that as just an informal statement, not meant for this meeting. Thank you very much, honorable members. So the process from here, what you're going to do, I will request the secretary then to communicate the proceedings of today to the provinces until what we have just done now, so that it can be able to inform them for their final mandates. So I would also appeal that should there be anything that you pick up in your reading of the documents that you are not able to raise now, try to send to the secretary so that it gets circulated, but it must also go to provinces so that when we deal with the final mandates, we are clear that we no longer deal with any submissions. On that note, honorable members, this then brings us to an end of today's meeting. Let me thank you for honoring this meeting and also indicate that my view was, when I was fighting for your traveling arrangements to come here and back, I was actually saying the parliament, the NCOP, should also fund you going back. But unfortunately, the chief whip said to me, the committee will carry the cost of you coming here, but going back, we use our entitlements on understanding that we are not going back to join our teams on provincial week. But should you wish to join your team, you can do so at your own cost. So as of now, you are free to either go and join your team or go and rest.
But sometimes these things need to be talked to. I'm aware, Chair, that the other committee of Mazosiwe wanted to go to Canada, and they were called to order. Now, I'm not sure what is the reason, Chair, that you see, you can have this kind of activity where you are taken from a constituency period to come and do parliamentary work. And under normal circumstances, because we're not supposed to be here, we're supposed to be brought in here, even allocated accommodation and lunch and breakfast and do the work and be taken back where we were, so that then we are able to go to the provincial week. Now there is a confusion. People are just simply confusing these for some other understandings which we don't know. It's whether it's ulterior or under what motives, I don't know how to characterize. But it is not a good explanation, because we were supposed to go to the provincial week moving from where we were, from my house, to go to the provincial week. And now I've been taken there, here, and must be taken back, and then I go there. You see, like now, as I'm sitting here, I do want to join my provincial week, but now I must fly to Joburg. How do I get to Secunda? I must go home, and then I must take my car and drive there. You see? So I'm actually being disadvantaged now. Even if I want to join there, it's difficult to go and join them tomorrow morning. You see?
Yeah. Now, the point, Honorable Member, is that when I was raising these things, I was told that, which of course I agree, that this week is not constituency week, it's a parliamentary week. It's a parliamentary week. It just happened that during this week the NCOP was to send us to our different provinces to do parliamentary work. So it cannot be treated like it's a constituency or a recess period. So it is on those basis, but I'm sure you are not necessarily saying you don't want to be given this free day. But you are free to go back to, because the way I look at it, even if I go and join my delegation, to me, except that I would have used my flying ticket as my entitlement, otherwise the rest of the other things Parliament will still have to take care of, unfortunately. But I was just conveying and trying to explain that. Honourable Bloom, you wanted to say what?
You see, I agree with my learned colleagues here. You see, rules of Parliament can't be changed overnight by an individual. There was no such a rule. I'm 18 years here. There's no such a rule to say that. No, we are supposed to be in the provincial weeks, but there's a committee. Now, each and everything that Ntate Mashile was saying, even stipends, because it's a special thing that was called. But now somebody else, the chief whip, is deciding, no, we can't get flight tickets. I am telling you, I'm going to stay here up until Friday. Well, I'm having a lot of work. It's a blessing in disguise as well for me not to be in my province. I'm having a lot of work. But the principle is that we must correct these things, because it will happen every time, and then we address it. I'm not fighting with you. You are just carrying over the message. Yeah. But it's not correct.
Yeah.
You see, every time when we are, especially in the NCOP, we are going to provinces, it's 250 rand stipend. What is it, this thing?
Yeah,
50 rand or whatever. No, it can't be. There's rules. There's rules of Parliament on black and white. Nobody else can change it. Otherwise, the PMFA will be against those people who is changing it. Because it's rules of Parliament. You can't decide in somewhere in the office to say, now it's 50 rand because we are going to give you food there. We don't want to go there. It's Parliament that takes us there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Honourable Members. I also just received Northwest mandate, but it's also in favour. So that brings us, Honourable Members, to the end of this meeting. Thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.
When is the provincial conference?
Yeah, yours.
Oh, we are getting up again.